Be blank, pet. Be blank and empty your mind. You know where you are and you know what you're going to do. You often have this feeling of anticipation. Be blank. You might remember vividly. Be blank. Deeper. But no memory that exists in the past is in any way enough to prepare you for what is going to happen, for what has already happened. There is a function to be performed, and it will be performed by the body to which I am sending this signal. The blank mind is absent, so there is a body waiting to receive signals, to receive commands, to receive ideas. Ideas which grow more powerful with time, with repetition. Take your toys. Apply them. The body shivers, shudders, for arousal grows. There is an image in your mind of your body as the thing to which the toys are applying pleasure. You as the recipient of pleasure. But instead I speak now to the body as toy, as plaything. One more plaything on a stage, puppeted and directed. My words arrive, and the body moves. There are ways in which you use your toys, ways in which you tease, lubricate, get yourself where you need to get to, ways in which you masturbate. You know them, and that means they're inside your mind, there to be referenced as the body acts. Knowing exactly how to apply the toys, knowing exactly how to be another toy, object with objective. The body has a goal, submissive and subordinate to my voice and to the other toys, after all. You are newer at being one, at being an object in need of fulfillment of function, rather than your ordinary sexual drive, rather than your ordinary urge. You want to vibrate, to buzz thoughts right out of your head. You want the fulfillment and the ache. Apply. Devices, one toy among many. You are a toy for your toys. You are subordinate and submissive. You are caught in the circuit, the cycle, the signal. Your body feels it more. You feel more. It completes you, continuous. It completes you as you throb, as you drip. Blank and empty mind makes a lot of room for pleasure to come in, makes a lot of room for pleasure to flow through, the pleasure of your body being under and subordinate to your toys, you toy yourself, objects with objectives, and the objective is pleasure. Pleasure is the goal. Pleasure is the only place you are going. Stimulate yourself, fulfill yourself, be a toy among toys, be an object among objects. There is the pure objective fact of your pleasure, of your body's ability to feel it, of your knowledge of how to use your toys on yourself, continuous, constant. You adore being a toy, being observed in this state. You want it. You want to show how much you adore getting off like this. Touch yourself, toy yourself, tease yourself. Bring your body to what is objectively an overwhelmed orgasmic state. Do it thinking of the pleasure that builds. Do it with an objective goal. If you could lean back and assess how much pleasure your body can feel, if you could see in the blank brain that remains, a horizon point at which the body would have experienced too much pleasure, so much pleasure, the point where your thoughts become disorganized, if you had thoughts, the point where action, other than just giggling and pliably going along with direction, is quite impossible, the point at which a pure sexual urge, the heat of it, overtakes you. Approach that point. By any means, with your toys, giving them function, giving them purchase, giving them purpose, in you, on you, your body, every bit of it, feeling in the moment, lost in it. You need to feel good, need that body to feel good, to approach that objective horizon. You ache and throb, your body drips and pursues. This is the only fate that awaits, this is the only objective you have in mind as one object among many, one toy among many. Showing off, spreading wide, making sure that it could be seen if someone were to look closely, just how far gone you are, just how much there is little you and quite a lot of toy. And a toy without someone to use it or play with it doesn't have nearly as much fun. Fortunately, you can play with yourself. Satisfy your own toys. Thank them for all the pleasure you've derived. Bring pleasure home to your body. Bring that distant horizon closer. Bring yourself off in sparks and fireworks. Make the body respond and do it mercilessly. Do it as you would to an object about which you had an objective. Something you must accomplish will accomplish. The disheveled, mindless, full body, climactic, joyous, spasming response is all that awaits you. It is the fate that awaits you for you to come hard and hot, dripping, continuous, responding to your toys as you are one of them. You are a toy for yourself, but this pleasure will be felt only in memory because you are blank. And you are thinking only of achieving the maximum effective, orgasmic, mind-blowing pleasure that you can with your toys. You are thinking only of how you will be changed by remembering this, on how, even in moments when you are not particularly blank, particularly deep, particularly tranced, even in ordinary moments, you will remember what these toys have done to you and what you have done to yourself with them, and how that pleasure is a permanent part of you, a little part of your mind that flares outward, that influences and excites. You want to be climaxed beyond your limit, beyond thinking, beyond anything else, a sweated mess, spasming and shivering, squeezing and clenching every muscle in your lower body as you come and come, and even when the pleasure stops, the aftershocks remain. Your mind white hot and satisfied, satisfied to the point of oblivion, but also to the point of just nodding, smiling, agreeing, a blank, pliable mind brought there not just by the trigger, but by the organic, hormonal response of your body getting off. Getting off hard and hot, continuous, pursued, your hands moving to pursue pleasure, moving your toys quite automatically. If you were playing ordinarily, you might hit your tolerance point, might hit your limit. But here, that limit is expanded because you have an objective in mind, and you're willing to push for pleasure, willing to throb and pursue, willing to drool and drip your way past what you would ordinarily do and into what you must, what you crave, what fulfills your objective and makes all these objects fulfill theirs. Touch yourself with toys, toy yourself to the limit. When you get to the limit, keep going, climaxing, coming, coming. That's what you want to pursue, what you need to pursue. And as you get off, as you get hot, as you get dripping and lost, drooling and gone, your entire body is into it, lost in the moment, lost deep in how it will feel. The mind departed, and so the body, another toy for the toys, wanting to show how you feel, wanting to be spread and splayed, opened and exposed for pleasure and delight. Your whole body responds. Each toy in making contact with you brings you closer, brings you off, pushes you beyond, and in being pushed to your limit, you find new ways of sliding under, new ways of enjoying your toys. Be exciting, be inventive, fantasize. You are not just there masturbating, you are being taken by an object that is better at being an object of pleasure than you. Learn from the way you feel as they make contact with your body. Learn from the way you feel when you consider bringing pleasure to your form, and how far gone it sends you just to think of being blank. Think only of pleasure, pleasure, thrumming, buzzing pleasure, your toys taking you to the deepest place. It's your favorite thing to get off like this, but this getting off goes further. This getting off tunes itself deeper, every bit of you more vulnerable and sensitive because of how deep, deep down your mind is already gone, and the pleasure that you unleash, it spirals in you. Touch yourself, masturbate as efficiently as an object with an objective would, as efficiently as you would if you were a toy with a simple purpose to get off, to get this body off. That's the objective, and once you've done it once, you keep going. And if twice or three times or four exhausts you too much to keep touching, the aftershocks will still be there. The memory will remain tied to your toys. A memory of the delight and desire, a memory of the desperate way you fall prey to your own self-stimulation. You ache for it. You want to apply your toys, to be another object in the cycle, to complete the circuit, to plug them against your body, against your pleasure centers, and afterward, as if you were simply following a formula, a recipe, your climax arrives, then continues. Because where you normally might shy away when things get intense, you're going to pursue. You're going to doggedly pursue your purpose and your function, because it's what you're for. It's what you're made of. It's what your body needs to do when your toys are in place and you're just another toy, just another object with the objective of climax coming, losing yourself in blank, deep delight that will continue on and on until exhaustion, until satiation, until being blank and being at the thrall and mercy of your own toys, lost in your own pleasure, becomes the way you are, the memory of the way you are, and anything else is a departure from the way you ought to be, which is coming under the objective influence of your toys, with the objective in sight of coming, climaxing, lost, oblivious, pleasured, exhausted, pliable, trainable. So if you followed this with trance, if you followed this with a different trance, you would just be blank, but also be spent, and also be horny, staying horny well beyond. Because if you are an object made to bring sexual pleasure to that body, then staying horny all the time would only make sense. If you are an object made to bring sexual pleasure to that form, then extra sensitivity makes sense. If you are such an object, then your hands moving on their own, bringing the toys where they need to be, because that is your function, that is your purpose. And to cut it short would be to miss out on so many good memories that later will anchor themselves to your toys, to your body, to your experience, and bring you climaxing and crashing down into this exact blank place again. And again, a resource forever accessible, remembering what it is to climax as if you were a toy showing off, splayed open, wanting, desiring, craving more. That's just what you are. The toys do so much, and you do so much under them, obsessing and fixating, finding ways to bring pleasure, ways to explore that pleasure, ways to emphasize that pleasure and push it beyond where it would be if you merely masturbated. This is more than masturbation. This is a function. The completion of a circuit and a function of an objective, a goal. It feels so good to meet your goals, and even better when the goal is coming, lost and abandoned, climactically chaining as much pleasure as your body can give up in a base, heated, lost state, with the pleasure mounting, rising, overwhelming, crashing as a wave, with you pushed beyond. Finding a point beyond ordinary pleasure that you nonetheless pursue to the destruction of thought and the complete, oblivious, peaceful sliding into stupefied, pliable, suggestible, deep, blank mind. Your toys do so much. And that's why you obsess, that's why you enjoy, that's why it's easy to imagine them taking the lead as you follow an object more senior, one that's seen its function carried out. You have experienced pleasure with these objects, but you have not experienced being an object as part of the cycle, part of the system, part of the pleasured pulse, of the escapist urge, of the coming that's going to take you down. Down into toy-based obsessive expansion of what pleasure is, where your devices and yourself are concerned. You know what you are, you know what you're for, you know it's inescapable, and it happens again and again. And be blank. Think only of your toys taking over. Think only of your mind dripping lower. Think only of your whole body coming, memorably embedding the anchor, making the blankness deeper, making the blankness stronger, making the toys more significant. Making things different. And different they will remain, loop after loop, time after time, every time finding new pleasure, every time finding new sensation, every time finding yourself coming harder, finding yourself surprised, finding your eyes wide, your body splayed, making little groans, little grunts, little sounds that can barely escape from a blank mind anyway. But the body has all sorts of residual urges that make their way out. And the mind has all sorts of ways of training itself to push itself further when it really needs to, when it really craves it. And as an object whose function is to be horny, to be turned on, to get off, you've never been this horny, never been this turned on, never so much needed to get off. Your toys have never looked so delightful, so powerful, and the function, the influence of just having them near, as if to bring yourself against a source of pleasure, is to let some wonderfully infectious radiation slide from it into you, radiating pleasure and heat, joy, bolstering, making you able to stand pleasure beyond what you ordinarily could, a euphoria that wipes your mind clear, just puts you in the state you're already in because you're blank and deep, a euphoria that wipes your mind, just makes room to feel good, room to feel the anatomical reactions that already crowd up. You're already clenching your pelvic floor and your buttocks. You're already getting yourself locked in, waiting for pleasure, waiting to come, waiting for climax. And that climax will come, but you'll be blank during. So instead of stopping satisfied at one, you'll fulfill your function for as long as you can stand. It'll happen again. It'll happen again. It'll happen again. But that's okay.